are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. How was your weekend, everybody? Tweet me at Max Tucci. I want your tweets, people. Well, you know, we've got a great show for you today because we've got Patricia Brooks coming up. She's the author of God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals. That's going to be a great interview because I really do believe that animals are messengers. And, you know, there are those things that we call animal totems. And what are they? Well, we're going to find out tonight about that in just a moment. Then it's Psychic Sunday. We've got Amira back. So have your question ready. The number to the studio is 323-203-0815. I know we've got listeners calling from Malaysia tonight, from Connecticut, from Florida, from LA, from all over this world that we live in. So maybe even Mars. Did you guys hear about that Mars is going to be a place that might be inhabitable really soon? Would you want to live there? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. So God is in the little things. Do you guys believe that? Well, I do. I always say that it's not really the amount of work we do, but it's really the little things that we do that measure up. So speaking of measuring up and doing things and the little and the big, I went to this most amazing, all right. Y'all know John of God in Brazil. If not, Google him to learn about him. Because I went to go see this fantastic Reverend Calvin Cates over the weekend. And I did a crystal bed healing, which I have to tell you was really incredible. And I'm going to talk to Patricia Brooks about it because I saw some orangutans when I was closing my eyes. And there was a lot going on when I Googled the animal totem for orangutans. Do you guys have animals that you love? What are they? Let me know. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Maybe they have messages for you. Because according to Patricia Brooks, who's a former teacher that is being directed and guided by God to share his message, her new book titled God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals. Welcome to Max and Friends, Patricia Brooks, and pull up your mic.
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm super. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, I'm really happy that you're here because I think your book, I read it. I think it really has some amazing things that maybe we don't even realize sometimes, and these little things and these animals. And you know, you write how you were really never supposed meant to be an author, that you don't even write, and then all of a sudden you have this book that's changing lives. So tell us a little bit about the book God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals.
Well, Max, the book is actually my true story. It is my personal story about my marriage, the breakdown of my marriage, divorce, and the emotional aftermath, up to my emotional recovery. But it's told through the visits of animals and the messages that God had for me. And I received many, many animals presented themselves to me and in many different ways. And I finally, through my spiritual understanding, started to realize that it was God's way of communicating with me, and all of the animals had different messages along the way for me.
Now, when you say animals have messages for you, and we have people tuning in tonight who are saying, this woman's crazy, what do you really mean by animals are giving you messages?
Well, you know, it's nothing new. I mean, since ancient times, cultures have looked to animals for inspiration and guidance. If you think of ancient Egypt, the Druids, think of even Native Americans. And I think, unfortunately, it's really kind of lost in our modern society. You know, we've kind of lost our connection with the natural world. So God communicates, I believe, with all of us in whatever way that we're open to. And the animals are one way that God communicates with us.
Now, you say communication with the divine is not only possible, it's happening all around us. How is it happening all around us? And how come people aren't in tune to it?
I think that God and the divine are in everything. You know, the title of my book, God is in the Little Things, actually came to me, I believe from God. I had a dreamlike experience where I was in between the sleep and awake state, you know, that great time right before you're about to wake up. And this voice, I heard this voice, and it said to me, "Seek and you shall find, for God is in the little things." And I was like, "Whoa, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of interesting, you know, in your head where you can acknowledge you've heard something." And then the voice said to me again, "Patty, get up and write that down so you don't forget." And I was like, wow. So I did what I was told, and I got up and I wrote it down. And I received that message about 2 weeks after, as what is best described as a type of a download, when I was also in a dream state. But I could see myself from a distance, and I was awakened, and I could see myself from a distance, and I saw my head being kind of lifted up, and information being poured into my head. And it was incredible. I mean, I could understood exactly what was being told to me instantly, and it was chapter by chapter what I was supposed to write my book on. And as you mentioned before, I was a high school teacher. I was actually a computer science teacher. I was not even an English teacher, and I've never had any aspirations to write. But I had been receiving messages saying that I was supposed to write a book. Didn't know what it was on until I had that experience. And I basically got up the next day, and I wrote the majority of my book in about 4 days. It just poured out of me. I couldn't stop writing.
Wow. Now, listen, everyone, on the East Coast, it's 11:11, so make your wish, because I've got Patricia Brooks on with me tonight. The book is called God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals. Now, here you say that we really are one spirit. What do you mean by that?
That we're all connected, that the oneness that is between all of us as humans is our divine spirit, and that connection is also with our natural world, with the animals, that they're also spiritual beings like we are. Not, you know, people may disagree on what types of spiritual beings. I believe they're all different types of spiritual beings, but it's all the divine spirit running through all of us.
Absolutely. Now, I have a question for you. We're going to play a little game. I'm going to give you some animals, and you're going to tell me what they're what they symbolize in our lives. And we're going to start with the one that probably the most amount of people in the world have, which is a dog. So give me the symbolize of a dog and what they really mean in our lives.
Okay, well, first I'd like to say that the animals are studied for the behaviors and the characteristics. So a dog, you could probably even guess. A dog is very loyal. A dog is very trustworthy, very loyal to their pack. So if a dog shows up in your life as a totem, as a message totem, then it's typically a message to you to, you know, ask yourself some questions. You know, are you being loyal to yourself? Are you being loyal to those around you? Are you being a good companion like dogs are being a companion? Could you be a better companion? Do you need a companion? It's everything along the lines of the behaviors and characteristics that are most associated with the animals. And then it requires some, obviously, personal reflection and study to see how it directly relates to you. But a dog totem is absolutely about loyalty.
And what about a toad?
Well, a toad is an amphibian. An amphibian is symbolic of a metamorphosis, a change, a process. And a toad specifically has to do with good luck. And I don't know if that's the princess kissing the toad symbolism, but it's definitely, if a toad shows up or amphibians show up in your life, then you are going through a change, a metamorphosis of some sort.
Well, if you're tuning in tonight to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, you are listening to Patricia Brooks, and her book is called God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for tuning in. Tweet me at Max Tucci if you have any questions. And if you think that what we're talking about is something new for you and you want to know more, then I suggest you go get this book. Now, tell us why this book is going to help people, Patricia.
You know, I'm getting so much amazing feedback about the book because people are reading it and they're saying, wow, you know, I saw this animal last week, or this situation happened to me, and you know, I always have this hawk in my backyard. And what it's doing is it's allowing people to kind of open their eyes, you know, open their spiritual hearts and look around and realize that, you know, that they're all connected, that they're not alone, and that there's, you know, there's quite a bit of spiritual helping connection all around us. And
absolutely.
It's really, you know, it's really resonating with people. I think it's helping people to, and, you know, I guess, you know, just feel that support and feel that love and feel that connection.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if you want to talk about connection, then you want to connect with Patricia, just go to Twitter at pbrooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, messages, and you two can communicate there. The book is absolutely fabulous. I think you all need to get it because it will give you a new perspective on how to really tune into your surroundings, how to tune into the little things, how to tune into these animals that appear in our life. Like one day, all of a sudden, you're walking like, why did a fox just cross the street? Or why, for myself, the other night, did I see orangutans? So they pop up in all these weird scenarios, and I believe as well that they do have meaning, and everything has a meaning in life, and so does the book God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals by Patricia Brooks. Now, could your book be considered controversial?
I think that it's not very understood. You know, I think that the concept of God communicating with us in very tangible ways through the animals is, I think it's very comforting to people. I don't think it should be controversial. But I don't think it's very understood. So,
not yet, at least.
not yet.
We're in this flow right now, and a lot of people, you know, I believe that, you know, you're not here just because. There's a reason why you're here. And for a lot of people who don't know certain things in life, I just feel like I'm a great vessel to give them new ideas, new inspirations, new thoughts, new ways of thinking. And I really believe that your book is one of those ways that people can start thinking in a different way and in a way of really understanding what life is about and slowing down and noticing nature. I mean, that's really something that I took out of your book, just to slow down and notice what's going around you, because there are messages given to us every day, and how fast do we walk by them and not even acknowledge them? So you're in the flow. We're in the flow here at Max and Friends, and people who are tuning in are in the flow. And if you're not in the flow, then you're going to get lost in the wake, people. So we don't want you to be in that wake. We want you to be part of the flow. Now, tell us where we can get your book.
You can visit my website at godisinthelittlethings.com, and I have links to order. It's also available directly from Amazon, Balboa Press, Barnes & Noble, any of the major online retailers.
Fantastic. Now, before we let you go, what is the final message you would like to share to listeners tonight on Max & Friends?
What I'd really like the listeners to understand is that the divine God is really is everywhere and in all things. You know, we simply need to open our hearts and our minds to the magnificence that's all around us, and that we are divine beings, and as such can be open to receiving the divine communication in many different ways. The most important thing to remember is that God will communicate with us in the ways that we're open to. So seek and you shall find, for God is in the little things.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, what do you say to people who say, you know what, God hasn't spoken to me. When will he?
I say that you simply need to ask. Just simply open your heart and simply ask God to communicate with you, and he absolutely will.
Ask and you shall receive. It's that simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Well, I know that we're going to have you back on, because there's so much more we're going to get into with animals, spirits, and the whole totems, because people want to know. I'm getting some tweets right now, and people are like, I still don't get it. So we're going to have you back, because I know that there's so much more to discuss. But before we have you back, I want people to buy your book so we know what we're talking about. God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals by Patricia Brooks. We thank you for having you on tonight for Max and Friends. And, of course, we have to thank Kelly Dunn, who put us together and said, Max, you have to have Patricia on your show. I think she would be a good part of the show, and I absolutely agree. So, Patricia, thank you for being on Max and Friends tonight. And Kelly Dunn, thank you for connecting us.
Thank you, Max.
Have a wonderful night. We're definitely going to have you back. GodIsInLittleThings.com. If you want more information, at P. Brooks Messages, contact Patricia directly, and we're going to have you back on Max and Friends so we can get in this deeper. Sounds good?
Sounds good. Thank you. Okay, have a good wonderful night.
You too. Okay. All right, everyone. On that note, we're going into Psychic Sundays, because I know that you're all tweeting me saying, I've got questions for Amira. Well, maybe if you ask the animals around you what the questions are, ask them and they shall tell you. But I just got to let you know, I'm sitting here in the studio reading Simply the Best magazine, and there's a great feature article in it called South Florida's Young Leaders in Philanthropy. Just so happens that I'm like right at the front with my dear friend Sarah Hassan. But nonetheless, I see you all blowing up my Twitter right now. So do call us. The number here is 323-203-0815 to the studio. And Amira's going to be with us in just a moment. And all I can say is that I know so many people are saying this about you, Amira. So damn, I wish I was your lover. Sophie B. Hawkins on Max and Friends. And when we're back, we have you, my listeners, calling in to ask your questions to Amira Salone, psychic to the stars on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Y'all better stop blowing up the lines. Not yet. 323-203-0815 is the number. That was Sophie B. Hawkins. Damn, wish I was your lover. So if you want to know who your lover is, call us tonight because Amira's in the house, everyone. Hi, Amira.
Hey, Max. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Listen, we're going right into this because people know who you are right now because the lines are blowing up. I've got already a caller, a text, actually, from Malaysia. Okay?
Yes.
And Christian Michael, who's born December 21st, would like to know if their new job will be successful.
Okay, Christian. Okay, that's a male, right?
Yes, born December 21st.
Okay, let me have
Will my new job be successful?
Okay. Just when we were on that beautiful song that you were playing, I actually had a message come through from an Uncle Michael. Somebody out there listening has an Uncle Michael who has passed over, who would just like to share his love. He's definitely listening to the show, and he's with the person, whoever is listening to this show, who had an uncle who passed called Uncle Michael. So lots of love and blessings from him. So now we've got Christian Michael, which is kind of odd because he's also Michael, and he's a Christian too. Oh, there we go. That's an interesting name, Christian. Okay, and there's a few meanings in that name that always comes through. Let's have a look for Christian in Malaysia. Okay, he hasn't been putting his best foot forward with applications, and he's just coming into his own power with that. I do feel, yes, he will get that job that he's looking for, and it will be through a male and somebody quite powerful. He needs to reach out and really use his networking and try to connect with the person or the people who will get that job. Is it an application or that he's already gone for, Max?
Well, it says, will my new job be successful? So I think they got the job already. They just want to know if it's going to be successful for them.
Okay, new job successful, yes. So let me just double check on that. I feel like he's a little bit too worried. He doesn't need to be shy about this, okay? This is about spiritual growth. He's also going to meet a blonde female through this role. Doors will open through this role. He's got a blonde female that's coming in. I feel it's a love connection or a very, very strong friend. And lots of spiritual growth through this position. So, yes, he will be fine. He'll be there for quite some time. I'm seeing a six around it, so it could be 6 years. I do feel
he will... figures. I see six figures. That's what I see.
If it's not 6 months, it's 6 years. I do feel he'll do very well with it. It's involving quite a bit of travel. I'm seeing lots of ships and things going in and out of ports. And, I think...
Super.
He just doesn't need to be shy. He just needs to feel confident. He's in the right place at the right time. Spirit has put him there for a reason. He's there also to meet people for a personal level. And there's a lovely blonde female coming into his life through that position.
All right. Well, I know his wife, so you better keep your hands off her.
Is she blonde?
No, she's definitely not blonde, but maybe she's going to be blonde after this. Anyway, everyone, all right, we've got a caller, so caller, let Amira take a breath, and thank you for being my guest tonight at Max and Friends. Amira, who's this caller, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Florida.
Super, and what's your name, your first name, and your date of birth? Not your
age. My.
And your day, your month and your day.
Okay, my name is Gajula, and my date is 3/17.
All right. Amira, and what is your question for Amira?
Well, my question is that I think I'm going to be moving. I'm not sure. My life is a bit in a roll, and I would like to know what is happening.
Okay.
Moving.
About moving. Your first name, sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Oh, it's Grazina.
Grazina, I did get a very strong, I know you're in Florida, I don't know if you're moving within the state of Florida, but I did get a very strong Miami word that just bounced out at me. So if you're not in Miami, you could very well be living a lot closer to Miami, so that could feature very highly in your next move. Okay, I'm also seeing a man coming in. I feel the move could be contracted, whether it's a work contract or a relationship contract here. And there's a lot of people talking around you. There's a lot of gossip going on. And I do feel it's very important not to buy into any small talk or any gossip right now. Just keep very focused about what you need to do. You're going to have a fantastic work year this year, right up until your next birthday in March, okay? So if you're looking for a better job, a promotion, pay rise, etc., this is the year to do it in. You're in the perfect year for money, finance, and also property and real estate. So if any of those things feature in this move, I would say yes, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, Amira, okay. I've got to tell you, thank you, Grazina. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you. Keep tuning in. You know, Amira, here again, I'm going to ask you because I get asked all the time and people love you. They're like, how does she know what to say to people? So people who are tuning in for the first time who think that psychics are phony and you're listening to Max and Friends Tonight on LA Talk Radio and it is Psychic Sundays. How do you get these messages?
Well, you just, when you're channeling from spirit and also listening to your guides, the words and the visions and the messages just come straight into your head. You don't have to think about it too much. So if anybody is practicing to be more psychic in their lives, just go with that first feeling, go with the first vision or message that you are receiving, and you will become better at listening to your own intuition.
It's true, and we all have, and I call intuition really psychic ability. So we've got a caller. Yeah. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hi, Max. Hi, Amira. How are you guys?
Hi.
It's Nikki calling again.
Nikki, welcome back. Nikki is gorgeous. Nikki, I thought of you today and I thought of Max. I was down in San Diego, beautiful sunshine in Little Italy. So I just thought I'd give a little shout out to you and Max and say, baci, baci, baci.
Grazie.
Love you.
Nikki, how is it that you always get through? People have been I'll tell you the truth. Nikki's my sister, and I don't take these calls. You know, they go through the board, the switchboard, and whenever they come through. And people are like, your sister's always on, I never get through. Clearly, there's a message for you, Nikki. So what is it, Amira?
There is a message. I had a crazy tough week, and it's been insane. And it's obviously, my question is always pertaining to love, being a Scorpio. So I just need some kind of guidance, and then I trust Amira's guidance. She's been spot on every time.
Okay, Nikki. Nikki, you've got the control cards come up around you again. So once again, we've got that control card. It's come up first this time. So I do feel you're working through letting go of the control of how, when, and where things are going to happen and shift for you with your romance. You've also got women coming up in your spread here. And what I'm seeing with that is it's probably a good time for you right now to have fun with your girlfriends. Just go out and have fun. Enjoy yourself. I'm seeing quite a few little parties and little get-togethers coming up. I feel that your new project that you've been doing online is fantastic. I feel it's a really good time to launch it and get out there and talk to more people about it. And just do a little bit more networking and socializing with your girlfriends, because I feel that you just need a little bit of downtime in that area in your love life. Was there a specific question about your love life that you wanted me to look at?
Well, there's one person in particular that keeps coming back into my life, and it's like the third time now. And where I'm at.
Okay. I'm picking up an M-sounding initial for you around somebody that's coming in. Is that this person or somebody else? First or second name, M?
M, no.
Okay. Well, this Michael might be trying to contact me again. So I keep getting Michael for everybody. Michael's coming through loud and strong, so it could be a multiple message there. So keep an eye out for Michael, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this man, the spread that I've got for you here is he's offering you possibly an engagement, but you've always been in mixed minds with him, and everybody always tells you he's not the right one for you, and there's always something that blocks the relationship or goes wrong. I really feel you really need to listen to your gut feeling, because if it's not him, you've got a beautiful true gem coming in who's going to offer you a serious relationship. You will be very happy with him. It is your destiny. Okay? So just go with your gut feeling on it. Sometimes going backwards and forwards doesn't sort of establish anything in our lives. And you're in a number 9 year. It's about cleaning out the closet. And I just say look out for an M sounding initial, a Michael possibly around that name, okay? So just go with your gut feeling on it. I think you already know the answer to that one, Nikki, about this current person. You just have to sometimes go through the last chapter or go through the last stage to see exactly what you want to do with him.
Right, okay.
It's not over till it's over.
Exactly. Okay.
When it's over for you, it's going to be really over. So don't worry about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, perfect. Thank you. Many blessings to you guys. Have a wonderful night.
You're welcome, Nikki. Lots of blessings to you.
Thank you, Nikki. I'll talk to you after the show. But so, you know, I've got to tell you, Mira, we've got people who are blowing up my Twitter right now and they're just loving you. How can they find you?
Oh, that's lovely. Yes, they can find me online on amiracelon.com. That's AmiraCelon.com, or on my Facebook under Amira Celon. And I've got phone numbers on there. They can contact me via Skype as well and book a reading over Skype with me. They can find my Oracle cards, Mira's Love Oracle cards, also on Amazon and eBay and on my website.
Super. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ronan has a question, and Ronan is like, without Ronan, this show is impossible. Ronan has a question. Ronan, do you want to ask the question? Do you want to pull up the mic? Ronan's my engineer, and without him, like, this show is not possible. So I got to give a shout out to Ronan. Check my text. Okay. Ronan writes, Ronan's birth date is 8/28.
Okay. The 28th of August.
And he has a question, anything about the baby coming on the way? So I guess they're having another baby. Any vibes about their new baby?
I'm picking up a baby girl around him. Baby girl, very healthy. I feel that she's going to be quite slim when she's born, not too heavy. I feel that she's going to be very delicate and pretty, but she's in good health. I feel that she's got lightish brown hair and she's got fair skin. There's something with caramel around her, caramel or caramel or something like that, a C-sounding name or a C-sounding person. Or a candy.
As he's writing that, he's writing idea for a name.
candy, caramel. It could be candy. She could be called candy. So it is going to be a new love of his life. It's going to give him a lot of spiritual growth. He's going to really enjoy this new baby. And I do feel that he'll be hearing about something new about the baby very soon, some news, if they're looking at it or wanting to study it. But good news.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Ronan, that's for you. Thank you, Ronan, for always being such a big part of my show. Without you, this is a problem.
Yeah, and Ronan's lovely. So, very sweet.
Fantastic. All right, so we've got a caller. Let's take the caller. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Ronan, can you just do the Max and Friends bumper real quick? We need to change the energy up in here.
Oh, Lord. Hello.
We'll be right with you, caller. Hey, Ronan, what is everyone listening to?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Max. It's Letty calling from Miami, Florida.
How you doing, Letty?
I heard you.
Before we got on the show, you said, oh, God, yes, you're live on the air, and yes, you have to ask your question now. So what is your birthday and the month?
My birthday is the 27th of November.
Ooh, okay. You got that, Amira?
Yeah, I got that.
All right.
Thanks, Letty. Letty, and what's...
Amira, I turn it over to you. Take it, girl.
Oh, thanks, Chris. That's fine. Letty, how are you, and welcome to the show. What's your question for me?
Oh, my question for you is I have a good business trip planned, and I'm wondering how things are going to turn out.
Oh, wow. Okay, fantastic. Whereabouts are you going?
I'm going to Las Vegas.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, I feel that you're going to meet a lot of different people there from all over the place. I'm getting a very strong connection with Cincinnati. That came up for me quite strongly, okay? So you might meet somebody there from Cincinnati. I do feel it's going to be quite high energy, a high energy journey or thing that you're going to be taking part in there, all right? It's going to give you quite a bit of spiritual growth. There's sales involved or marketing involved, and it's going to be very successful. You've got also a mature woman you're going to be connecting with there, so she might be part of the business that you're going to be doing. So I do see it being a lot of fun as well. You will have some downtime, and I do see you going to some sort of spa.
Oh, lovely.
Mm.
Letty, when are we going to the spa, shopping? Letty? Letty, take a day off this week. Let's go to the spa. I'm ready.
Let's do that.
Let me just tell y'all. For everyone, no, stay on the line, Letty. I'm going to call you out real quick. For everyone listening right now, Letty's a dear friend of mine, and Letty is from LA Sweets, which is really probably one of the best cupcake sources. I'm going to call you a source for cupcakes in South Florida. Letty's now going to Las Vegas. I know this has been something for a while. You've been debating Vegas or New York. Letty's fantastic, everyone. She's been on a couple of shows, America's Next Great Baker, and the last one you were on was...
Cupcake Wars.
Cupcake Wars, where you beat the shit out of the cake with the rolling pin. Letty's a dear friend, and Letty, all I can tell you is many blessings, and I know that whatever you do, you're going to be successful at it. We were just talking about you today, actually, and we were like, Letty is the hardest working woman that I personally see on Facebook. So continue to do your thing, and so much is given, much is expected. So you've been given a lot, and that's why there's so much expected of you, because you're going to be given even more.
And also, Letty, I'll be in Vegas mid-October, and I don't know if you're going to be there then, but if you are, let me know, and we'll meet up.
Definitely. Sounds like a great time.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
I love you, Letty. I'll talk to you after the show or tomorrow.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Bye, darling. All right. So check out LA Suites, everyone, because Letty's really fantastic. So how you doing, Amira?
I'm great.
I hear my echo. But you know
me
what?
Too.
Let's do this. I want to throw to a song real quick because I think we need to just change up a little bit of energy in here. Don't you feel that? I don't know why. I just feel like it's like something's creeping in and we got to
okay.
break up the sound waves. I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it. So,
it's okay. I know you love your music, Max, and we take it to the max.
We do take it to the max, and I'm going to find a song right now that's going to rock everybody. Ronan, I'm going to let you know in just 1 minute, because I just feel like we need to break some energy that's coming up in here right now. So what's a good song we're going to play, Ronan? Amira, I thank you so much for being here, because, you know, listen, let me know when you're ready to take over the show where I don't have to be here one night, because I would love a night off.
I'm absolutely fine. Anytime, Max. I'm absolutely fine.
All right, you know
I
what?
I can even come down to the studio and sit with Ronan. How's that?
There you go. All right. So, hey, Ronan, let's play. Oh, I want a good song that's going to just, like, rock off everybody.
Blondie.
Yeah, Blondie. You know how much we got to play for Blondie? But let's go with, Naughty Girls Need Love Too, Samantha Fox.
Okay.
Is that good? All right, so we're going to play a song right now from Samantha Fox called Naughty Girls Need Love Too. And when we're back, Psychic Sundays with Amira. Stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Now, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Hit it, Ronan.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Sorry, y'all. I just needed a minute because seriously, I went to go get this site. I'm going to tell y'all what happened. I just told Amira during the song. But what happened was I went to go get this chakra alignment and this the crystal healing. And since then, I've just feel like so exposed and open. So I'm just getting like all of these. I know voices in my head sounds crazy and I'm not like schizophrenic, but people are calling and I'm hearing things for them. I'm like, I can't. This is, I am not Ghost. I am not Whoopi Goldberg. And y'all need to leave me alone because that's Amira's job. But anyway, so we're back to Max and Friends. That's what I was going through. So Don't ask me people for your business. That's Amira's position. And you can find her at Amira. Tell them where they can find you on Twitter.
Amira Salon is my website name, amirasalon.com. Twitter is Psychic Amira, and Facebook is Amira Salon.
There you go. All right, so let's get back to the show, because I know we've got some callers that are calling in. So, Ronan, when they're here, let me know. Just patch them through, because y'all are calling tonight. But, Amira, anything you see for me?
Well, this
call
is
more specific. We got a caller, so let's take this call.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, this is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. What is your birthday? Just the month and the day, please.
June 20th.
And do you have a question for Amira?
Just a message.
A message, Morgan? Message from who, or what sort of area would you like the message from? From a person passed over, or about your life in general?
About my life in general.
Okay. All right. Okay. I feel relationship is on your mind. It's quite significant to you at the moment. You've got it very much focused on your mind. You are in a year of change this year, so a lot of things chopping and changing. It's a fun year for you this year, so enjoy the variety, enjoy the fun, and I'm talking about from June this year through to June next year. That's your 12-month cycle. So it's saying to enjoy this year and enjoy the diversity of this year. You're juggling a lot of different things, so it's very important for you to be balanced. I feel for you it's very good to get your feet into water, especially at the beach, salt water. It will cleanse your aura. This is also for you, Max, too. So you might feel good about this in the beautiful Floridian sea there. Just putting your feet in water, making sure that you do visit the beach quite often and just really ground yourself in that sand and let the water wash over your feet. You don't have to go all the way into the water if you don't want to swim, but it's very good to just cleanse your aura being around the salt water. So that will really help you, Morgan, with these decisions that you're making this year, because you will have a lot of offers, opportunities and decisions, and quite a few people coming into your life. I'm also sensing a G-sounding name around you as well. Okay, male. So Jerry, James, G or J. Okay? So that might make sense to you a little bit later on. So if you need to re-listen to the recording of the show, we do have archives you're most welcome to, just to touch base and refresh that reading and see whatever it is that I've predicted for you that will come true or come or be manifested into your life.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're most welcome, but it is a good year for you, so be positive, keep happy, and enjoy.
All right, thank you so much.
You're most
thank
welcome.
You. All right, Morgan, have a great night. Well, Amira, we're back to the back. We've got callers calling in. Thank you all for tuning in. Hit me up at Max Tucci. But I am not off my game. Someone just tweeted me, Max, you're off your game. No, I'm not.
No,
it's a Sunday
you're not.
Night. I had a fun weekend, and here we are for you. So don't try to tell me something that I'm not, people. I still love you anyway. Right? But that's the thing. You know, words have power, and if you start believing what people start talking about you, then you're going to believe that you're off your game, and I'm not.
Yeah. What this healing has done for you, Max, is taken you back to a childlike energy, an energy within your source of like being a child. So it's a beautiful, pure, innocent feeling, and that's tapping into your source and your power. It's also tapping into your true identity on a soul level. So that's the card I got for you, was the children card. So that was a special message I have for you today.
Thank you, because I'm feeling it. You know why? We're going to have Reverend Calvin on. He's amazing. And
good.
He was down at John of God in Brazil, and he has this the crystal bed here. But he's good. Yeah. And, you know, I got to tell you, he told me, he's like, just watch yourself now. And I'm like, what do you mean watch myself now?
And so, I feel that you will, Max, go to Brazil and meet John of God at some point.
Oh, that will happen.
9 months, I'm feeling, within a nine-month time frame.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll take that. But, you know, I've got to tell you, today I was riding my bike in South Beach, and some kid like almost hit me on my bike with his bike, and he looked at me, and I swear, this is horrible to say because I know that children are demons, but this kid was a like I saw demons around him. Oh my God. Yeah. I said, I gotta go. And then like I was leaving, and he tried to get me again, like he tried to like knock me off my bike, and he was like a young kid, and some lady got in front of him, and the kid knocked him off his own bike. So That's why every morning I say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because no weapon shall prosper that's formed against me, people. And that's words, yeah. too. But anyway, so Reverend Calvin is going to be on the 13th of October, so I hope you all tune in. Amira, we just got a confirmation from Morgan that her grandfather's name is Jerry.
Oh, that's great. Well, if he's still alive, is he alive or past?
That I don't know, but I just got a tweet that her grandfather is named Jerry and Morgan means from the sea. So,
oh, how beautiful.
Return
that's
to the
lovely.
Sea, Morgan. It's nice to get confirmations because people who are skeptics are like, oh, maybe I'm going to call in next Sunday because there was like a confirmation.
Yeah.
So, call in next. Can we have you back? Here's the deal. I've got to go to Colorado. I feel like you and I are just going to have fun talk right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going away this weekend. So
okay.
The 6th is open for October. So maybe you want to like do the show and like we can hang out like Max and friends, just what it was intended to be. You know, I love interviews. They're fun. And I really thank Patricia Brooks for coming on the show tonight with her book, because I know that that's a fabulous book. God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals. The animals are giving us messages. And if you guys have any questions for the animals, like what they mean in your life, all you have to do is, for instance, say that it's a bamboo. Bamboo is not a bamboo, that's a tree. A baboon. If it's a baboon, then you go and you put baboon and you put animal totem or dog and animal totem, and whatever it is, they'll give you the message there online. And there's some tools that really work well. Speaking of online, you've got to go follow Psychic Amira on Twitter, ask her questions there, and we'll have you back. You know, we've got to wrap the show up because it's like time. I don't know how it flies.
Oh, wow. That went by really, really fast.
When you're having fun.
Just,
and you,
just like your beach cruiser, Max. Just
exactly.
Like your beach cruiser.
But you know what's funny is that like when people start calling, the show goes by so fast. So I feel like we're doing like an after the show right now, because I'm being so like whatever right now, because it's late. It's Sunday. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit tired. We had a long weekend. It was a fun one.
Yeah, you're on Eastern time.
I am on the East Coast. It's 10 minutes to 12. Ronan's probably thinking, wrap it up because we got to go, but give me one more minute to talk, Ronan. So, Amira, thank you so much for being here. You know I adore you. I've never met you, so people need to know that we've never met. We just have this strong connection via the ethers.
Exactly.
It just happened. And I have Amira's cards, everyone. And so tell us about your cards real quick so that people can get them, because I use them. They're, and, you know, it depends what you want them for. If you are looking for serious answers, then you use them for serious answers. I love them for fun because I'm in a great relationship. I'm having a great time in my life. So it's fun just to, like, check in and see what's going on around us. And, Amira, tell us about your cards and how they provide them for us.
Well, the cards are channeled by me from Spirit, and they're love oracle cards. They're called Amira's Love Oracle Cards. You can use them for dating and relationship questions, or any question in your life, you'll get an answer for them. So they can be used. I do workshops around the country from time to time. I might have one coming up in Vegas soon. And you can find the cards on eBay, Amazon, and also on my website, amirasalon.com. And they're just a lot of fun. And I do put little things on my Facebook, tips and tricks on how to use them and meanings of the cards, etc. So people can follow that. They can also click on a daily card on my website, which is a free reading, and you can do that every day, and you'll get the message.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Amira, I'm going to talk to you after the show because we got to wrap it up.
Thank you.
Speaking of wrapping it up, people, you know what? Wrap it up. Be safe. Don't be sorry. I love you all for listening. Have a wonderful week. Take life to the max. I got to thank again Amira Salon for being on Max and Friends Psychic Sundays.
Thank you.
Do you guys like Psychic Sundays? Hashtag Max and Friends. Hashtag Psychic Sundays at Max Tucci. And let me know if you want more of this, because I give you what you ask for. So y'all want it? Oh, and Ronan says, thank you, Amira.
Thank you. And lots of blessings to you all as well.
Thank you. And of course, to Patricia Brooks, God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Animals. Hey, Amira, real quick, pull a card for Patricia Brooks. Did I lose you? She already left.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
are
I'm
you
here.
Here? Oh, you pulled the card. Good. The silence. You
it
know,
just
silence
dropped out.
The radio.
Yeah.
So real quick, tell me, pull the card for Patricia Brooks.
Oh, Patricia. Okay.
And then we're going to go. I promise, Ronan.
Okay, she's got mature man and soulmate around her. Okay, mature man and soulmate.
And what does that mean quickly?
Well, it means that a soulmate's coming into her life in the form of a mature man.
There you go.
Yeah, just be careful he doesn't want an open relationship if you want a serious one.
There, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Now, give everyone just some tip for the week.
Okay, a tip for the week. Let's just pull a card. Spiritual growth is on the road. Meditation is very important. And true love, follow your love and follow your bliss. Live your love and live your bliss.
And I love it, and we'll leave it at that. Yeah. Live your love, live your bliss, be in it to win it, and take life to the max. I love you all for listening. This is Max Tucci, your host of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.